Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild morning across Israel, with clear skies expected in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, while Haifa sees a few clouds. Temperatures are comfortable for those heading out early. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Iran, targeting IRGC-linked entities after recent attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. That's according to the Jerusalem Post. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet reports that satellite images show Iran rebuilding a suspected nuclear weapons site, with extensive repairs noted at the Parchin military complex. Also this hour, the Times of Israel confirms that the IDF has killed three Hamas commanders in Gaza airstrikes. This operation follows difficulties in deploying international peacekeepers to the region. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that the U.S. is demanding Iran publicly declare the Strait of Hormuz open for navigation. Tehran attributed recent vessel attacks to rogue elements. And finally, from JNS earlier today, Senator Bernie Sanders has compared Israel to Sudan and Russia, while acknowledging the October 7th attack. He accuses Israel of committing war crimes. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News highlights New York Mayor Mamdani's remarks, posting earlier today that Jewish support is great after a poll showed him ahead of Netanyahu in favorability. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago, noting that Qatar has taken the lead in mediation talks previously managed by Pakistan, according to peace negotiator Nomi Baryakov. Joe Roberts, a political analyst, wrote 45 minutes ago that Israel remains a vital strategic ally to the U.S. across multiple sectors, warning against undermining this relationship. Let's go deeper into these stories. The Jerusalem Post reports that the latest U.S. sanctions on Iran require any involvement with sanctioned entities to be reported to the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control. This move aims to tighten pressure on Iran following its aggressive actions in the Strait of Hormuz. The impact on regional stability remains uncertain. Turning to the Parchin military complex, Ynet reveals that Iran is fortifying its nuclear facilities, adding stronger defenses, and conducting extensive repairs. These developments raise concerns about Iran's nuclear ambitions and could escalate tensions with Western nations. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel confirms that the IDF's airstrikes in Gaza targeted senior Hamas figures, including individuals involved in the October 7th attack. The strikes underscore ongoing security challenges as Israel and the U.S. face delays in deploying peacekeepers. This complicates efforts to stabilize the region. In a related development, Israel Hayom reports U.S. officials are pressuring Iran to assure free passage through the Strait of Hormuz. The recent attacks, attributed to rogue elements, have strained U.S.-Iran relations further. This scenario presents potential risks for global oil supply routes. Finally, JNS details Senator Sanders' comments equating Israel's actions with those of Sudan and Russia. His statements highlight ongoing debates about Israel's military actions and their international legal implications. The political discourse around this continues to influence U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Trump's recent statement about ending a ceasefire has led to declines in the stock markets. The dollar surged by 1% and oil prices climbed to $74.40 a barrel. Separately, CTech highlights SK Hynix's transformation from a Hyundai offshoot to an AI powerhouse. This shift underscores how the company has capitalized on the artificial intelligence boom, benefiting from increased demand for its technologies. And finally, Ynet Business notes that OpenAI plans to launch GPT-5.6 after U.S. authorities delayed its release due to security concerns. This development marks a significant milestone in AI advancements, reflecting ongoing tensions between innovation and regulation. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.